Today's passage is found in Jude, verses 5 through 7.
今天的经节从犹大书五到七。
We'll have Brother Charles to go ahead and read that passage for us.
犹大书第五节到第七节，从前主救了他的百姓出埃及，后来就把那些不信的就灭绝了。这一切的事你们虽然都知道，我却仍要提醒你们，又有不守本位离开自己住处的天使，主用锁链把他们永远拘留在黑暗里，等候大日的审判。又如索多玛、俄摩拉和周围诚意的人，也照他们一味的行淫，随从逆性的情欲，就受永火的刑罚，作为借鉴。
May the Lord add His blessing to both the reading and the preaching of His word.
求主赐福给读他的话语和教他的话语的人。
When you left home to church this morning, perhaps some of you may have wondered.Did I actually lock the door?
今天早上大家离开家门的时候，可能有些人想到说，我有没有锁门？
And some of you that drove your cars out of the garage and you went down the street, you may have thought, did I actually close the garage door?
我们已经离开家的时候想说，车库门有没有关？
All this to say that we're very concerned about the security of our house when we're gone.
就代表我们对家里面的安全相当的顾虑，相当的关心。
We're very concerned about protecting our house, our belongings.
我们也很关心我们保护我们的财产。
Should we not be concerned about protecting our church?
我们不应该也是同样的来为保护我们的教会来关心吗？
Not the property per se and not the contents, because all that's inside is mostly books and Bibles, right?
不是财产，因为在教会里面大部分就是圣经，不是吗？
But rather, should we be concerned about the work, protecting the work of the Lord?
我们是不是要来关心主的工在我们教会里面，保守主的工？
In this book of Jude, it tells us and exhorts us that God is able to protect the church.
在犹大书里面，他告诉我们神是能够来保守我们的教会的。
In understanding that He's able to protect the church.He's able to protect us as the sheep.
他也能够保护我们这些群羊。
God is more than capable of dealing with any oppositions, the unbelieving and the ungodly.
神是远远的超有能力，他能够抵挡那些不信的、不敬虔的。
There is the hymn, the church's one foundation, which is complementary to our church theme.One family under God.
有一首圣诗叫做《教会唯一的根基》它也是跟我们今年的主题上帝之下，主内一家，相当的符合。
One of the lyrics goes as follows: The church shall never perish. Her dear Lord to defend, to guide, sustain, and cherish is with her to the end. Though there be those that hate her and false sins in her pale, against her foe or traitor, she ever will prevail.
所以他经历了艰辛，受人讥笑毁谤，内争分裂了他伤，异端叛逆重伤，主必保护引导维系珍惜到底。
The hymn is talking about the church is always going to win.
这个这首诗讲到说教会最终是会得胜的。
The church is going to win not because of themselves but because of God.
不是因为自己，而是因为神。
God is the one who's guiding the church. God is the one who'sprotecting the church.
神是保守教会，神也是带领教会的。
So when we read about Jude, we read earlier, this is to the called, this is to the beloved, the kept for Jesus Christ.
这犹大书是对于那些信徒来讲的。
This is a message for the church.
这是对于教会来讲的信息。
And he mentions the obviously tension, and that is that there are certain people that have crept unnoticed who long ago were designated for condemnation.
他这样讲到说，这个教会里面有一些偷偷潜进，但是他本身是应该受到咒诅的。
What Jude reveals is nothing new in the New Testament, nor should be new to us, that there are times that there is even false teachers that come within our midst.
在犹大书里面所揭示的，我们不应该感到惊奇，因为在新约圣经和现在的教会里面，我们看到假教师。
It is a warning to us as a church.
对我们来讲也是一个警告。
First Peter chapter 2 verse 1 says,But false prophets also arose among the people, just as there will be false teachers among you, who will secretly bring in destructive heresies, even denying the master who brought them, bringing up themselves swift destruction.
彼得前书二章一节，从前在百姓中有假先知起来，将来在你们中间也必有假师父私自引进陷害人的异端，连买他们的主以他们也不承认，自取速速的灭亡。
Brothers and sisters, we have to realize that there are enemies when it comes to the church.
弟兄姐妹，我们要知道教会是有敌人的。
Satan is the chief enemy of the church.
撒旦是教会主要的敌人。
We know in Scripture he's always on the prowl.
他总是寻找可吞吃的。
And it happens in Scripture that unfolds us that even in our present time.
即使在现今也是一样。
Even though we know that there is this conflict, we could trust in the Lord in terms of leading us and for us as a church carrying out our missions.
我们即使知道有这样冲突，但是我们仍然信靠主，相信主会保守他的教会，并且完成他的使命。
Now, at a glance, this passage seems difficult.
一开始我们看到这三节，或许觉得有点困难。
But let me break it down very simply for you.
我们来把它解开。
There are three illustrations. There's one about the Jews, one about the angels, and one about the Gentiles of Sodom and Gomorrah.
有三个描述，就讲到犹太人、天使和索多玛、俄摩拉的外邦人。
There's two categories that they're trying to address here. One is the unbelieving, and the other is the ungodly.
有两个类别，一个是不信的，另外一个是不敬虔的。
And each of these scenarios here, they're mentioned destruction, judgment, and the punishment of eternal fire.
在这里面，每个景况里面都讲到说审判、毁灭和永生的刑罚。
These three illustrations that are given in Jude testify of God's inevitable judgment upon those who defiantly oppose and those who do not believe.
三个描述是对神对于悖逆和不信者的无可避免的审判。
Now, brothers and sisters, sometimes we forget this, don't we?
弟兄姐妹，我们有些时候不是忘记审判，神的审判跟震怒，不是吗？
But there is a reality of the eternal fire. There is a reality of the judgment.
但是这是事实的，地狱的和这个永不灭的火是真实的。
And the reality of hell, a place of flammable torment for those who do not believe and those who are ungodly.
地狱有着对那些不信和不敬虔的永火的刑罚。
We have to remember the reality of hell is an important part of biblical truth and perspective.
地狱的真实对于圣经的真实和观点极为重要的。
Charles Spurgeon said this, he said, Think lightly of hell and you'll think lightly of the cross. Think little of the sufferings of the loss of souls and you will soon think little of the Savior who delivers them.
斯布真说过，轻看地狱，你就会轻看十架；轻看失丧灵魂的受苦，你就会认为解救他们的救主无足轻重。
This is a doctrine that we can't take too lightly.
这个是我们必须要谨慎来解读、来接受的一个信条。
Look at verse 5, it says, Now I want to remind you. In other words, let me just refresh you, although you once fully knew it.
在第五节他一开始说我来这边来提醒你们，你们即使说已经知道了。
In other words, what he's saying is that these should know these particular stories.
也就是说这些读者应该已经知道这些故事的背景了。
And maybe that is why he doesn't go into a lot of detail here. It's very brief.
所以说这个地方相当简短，他并没有讲到太多的细节。
But he brings up these stories to remind the readers, this is serious warnings.
所以但是他告诉这些读者说，这是很严肃的警告。
The first warning is this, that God is faithful to deal those who deny the truth.
第一个是神会按他的信实审判那些拒绝真理的人。
Now, in the Jude passage, you may wonder,about Jesus being mentioned because it says that he saved the people. In other words, he delivered the people.
在第五节这个英文这个原文里面是有耶稣的这个字，他是说他解救了人他的百姓。
You could make the case that God did save them, God did spare them, and not once but twice, even following the golden calf incident.
神其实不只是一次，他是两次开恩给他们，在这个金牛犊的事件之后。
Interesting, the example given finds its connection to the book of Numbers.
这些经节其实是连接回到民数记。
Remember in the book of Numbers, the people were lined up in a certain procession?
在他们民数记里面讲到这些人民这些按照支派他们是排列的。
And that is how they are supposed to leave Egypt and eventually go into the promised land.
他们离开埃及和进入应许之地都是按照这样的一个顺序。
Now, prior to chapters 13 and 14, the book of Numbers, they sent out spies, right? And the spies returned and gave the report.
在这个民数记里面，就是他们已经先啊、先派探子，然后这些探子回报的时候。
And while Caleb and Joshua, there were the spies that says, "Hey, it's looking good. We could take it."
加勒和约书亚他们啊、就是、鼓励众人，他们说这我们是可以进去这个应许之地的。
The rest of the spies would say, "No, this is not a good idea."
其他十个探子都说这个不是一个好的主意。
The whole community, in response, they wailed and they wept.
整个以色列民他们都哀哭。
And they complained to their leaders, Moses and as well as his brother Aaron.
他们抱怨摩西和亚伦。
And not only did they complain, they says, "Let's go back to Egypt."
他们不但抱怨，他们说我们回埃及去吧。
Let's go back to slavery.
我们回到奴役的情况吧。
And it seemed easier back then.
在那时候看起来好像是比较能够忍受的。
Brothers and sisters, they did not believe where God was leading them.
弟兄姐妹，他们不相信神的带领。
Brothers, this is a sober warning against those who do not believe.
这是一个对我们来讲是一个清醒的祷告，清醒的警告。
Those who appear to be His people, but deny the Lord our God, deny Christ.
有些人看起来像是属神的人，但是他们啊、会拒绝耶稣基督。
There is a warning to the unbelieving that God deals with them accordingly.
神当然会对那些不信的来、对付他们。
Think about it. Remember the people. They didn't simply just witness, but we remember they walked through the parting of the Red Sea.
这些以色列民他们不只是看到，他们是亲自走在干涸的、这个红海里面。
So they clearly saw this incredible miracle firsthand.
所以他们是第一手的经历了神的神迹。
They saw that it couldn't have been done by human hands. It had to be done by God.
他们知道这不可能是人手所造成的，一定是神的神迹。
Not only did they experience the power of God in firsthand, but they had the clearest direction given by God.
他们也有神明确的领导。
Fire by night, cloud by day, right?
白天云柱，晚上火柱。
Anytime the cloud moved, they moved.
他每次看到云动的时候，这个云柱动的时候，他们就拔营前行。
When the cloud stopped, they stopped.
他们看到这个云柱停下来的时候，他们就停下来。
It's pretty clear in terms of direction. They had it all the time.
神给他们这么明确的教导。
Not only did they experience the power of God, they experienced the provision of God.
他们也领受了神的供应。
They never went hungry. There was food that was coming down, manna.
他们玛拿每天天的供应他们。
Even the rock and the water miracle.
即使磐石也会出水。
They tasted, they drank of God's provision.
他们亲自尝了主恩的滋味。
Oh, I just remember one other thing. Remember their sandals, they never wore out.
他们的鞋子都没有穿破。
All those years, those sandals, they lasted.
这些这么多年，他这些鞋子都没有穿坏。
Wouldn't that be great if our shoes lasted that long?
如果我们的鞋子能够这个支持四十年，不是多好吗
？You could tell you could tell your children, "Hey, I don't have to buy you another pair of shoes."
你跟你孩子说，我们不用再买鞋子了。
But they witness, they actually walked in God's provision.
他们在神的供应下行走。
Now, given all that, despite all that.They didn't believe.
即使这样子，他们仍然不相信。
They were at the brink of the promised land, and they're saying, "No, we can't make it."
他们已经要进应许之地了，但是他们说不行，我们没有办法进去。
Can you imagine all what has they had witnessed, all that they had saw, the power of God, the provisions of God, and yet when it came to one report, they're thinking, "We can't make it."
他们能够想象，他们经历着这么多神迹奇事之后，他们还是认为说神的能力不够。想象吗
？They knew the truth of God's power, provision, and plan, yet they complained. And not only did they complain, but they rebelled against God.
他们不但是不相信神的能力，他们也是跟也是与神为敌的。
And because of their unbelief, they failed to realize the goodness of God's promise.
因为没有办法再完全的相信神，所以说他们没有办法领受神的应许。
For those who come to church but don't commit to Jesus, isn't it the same?
对那些来上教会但是没有委身基督的不是一样的吗？
For those who learn about God for their information but don't trust God for their salvation, isn't it the same thing?
对那些只是想要知道神的信息但是不希望能够 不希望接受神的救恩的，这不是一样的意思吗？
If you come all this way to hear the word, to read the Bible, to attend the fellowships, to hear about other people's testimonies, to see answered prayers, but stop short of repenting of God, isn't it the same?
如果你来团契来教会，然后听到别人的分享，听到别人的见证，然后听到别人的这个美好的分享，但是没有在神面前，你亲自在神面前悔改，完全接受基督，这不是一样的事情吗？
Isn't it the same? You hear time and time again about Christ's sacrificial death on the cross for you.And yet you don't respond.
如果说我们一次又一次的听到基督在十字架上是为我们的牺牲，但是我们没有回应。
There is a warning for those, and a warning to those who unbelieve.
神在这边发出了警告。
In other words, you have the privilege of knowing the truth and were exposed to the truth, but you have rejected the truth.
这些人他们知道了真理，被托付了真理，但是我们拒绝了真理。
And Jude has a warning for those who don't believe.
犹大对那些不信的人也有警告。
And sometimes, friends, we forget that.
有些时候我们忘了神的警告。
We have to realize that we are sinners before an angry God.
我们要需要知道我们自己是罪人，在一个充满在神的震怒之前。
Not only does Jude has a warning for those who don't believe, but he also has a warning for the false teachers.
他不但是对于那些不信的，对于那些假教师也有警告。
They're exposed to the truth too.
他们已经知道真理了，不是吗？
They reject the truth too.
他们并且拒绝了真理。
But they also twist the truth.
他们扭曲了真理。
And even a severe judgment is going to be upon them.
对他们来讲，更重的刑罚会加在他们身上。
For those of us who have embraced Christ, we worship God who is faithful.
对那些真的是完全抓住紧抓住神的人，我们是完全的相信。
God is faithful to his people and faithful in dealing appropriately and is just for those who do not believe and those who are false teachers.
主是信实的，不但是对那些信他的，对不信他的，他也是信实的。
As I mentioned in scripture, false teachers do exist and it will happen.
我们今天看到这些经节，就是看到说神怎么样信实的来把这些不信的人带给他们应该得的后果。
Do you not think that those who oppose the truth in Christ, those who preach from another book other than the Bible, those who do harm, more harm than good in the body of Christ, may come across your pathway somewhere, some way, and somehow?
在我们现今的教会，那些扭曲神话语的人，或是从其他不是圣经上面来教导人，我们现今的教会仍然会遇到。
I knew of a church.Where I used to live, and there used to be a preacher that preached besides another book besides the Bible.
在我过去住的地方附近有一个教会，他是不是从不是从圣经里面来做教导的。
By God's grace, that pastor didn't last too long.
但是因着神的恩典，那个牧师并没有在这个教会待太久。
But for several years, the congregation was very confused.
在那几年里面，那些会众都很困惑。
Because they were confused in some sense by a false teacher.
因为他们被这个假教师所困惑。
But now years later, the church is fruitful again because the Bible is being preached again.
在过了几年，在今天，他们这个教会又重新的结果子，因为他们是从纯正的话语来教导。
And so we should know that God is faithful.
我们要知道神是信实的。
And more than capable in protecting his church.
他能够保守他的教会。
Now the second emphasis comes with the second set beginning in verse 6 and it talks about angels and it also talks about Sodom and Gomorrah.
第二点我们就是要讲到是第六第七节讲到天使和索多玛俄摩拉。
So what is the connection between fallen angels and Sodom and Gomorrah?
这些已经堕落的天使和索多玛俄摩拉有什么关系呢？
These two examples are examples of ungodliness.
这个是一个不敬虔的一个例子。
And so Jude is sending the notice and making us understand that God is more than capable and faithful to deal with those who deny godliness.
神他会信实的惩治这些不信不敬虔的人。
So in the passage it says the angels did not stay within their own position of authority, but left their proper dwelling, and he has kept them in eternal chains under gloomy darkness until the judgment of the great day.
又不守本位离开自己住处的天使，主用锁链把他们永远拘留在黑暗里，等候大日的审判。
So put it in short, this refers back to Genesis chapter 6.
这边讲到说这个启示录创世纪第六章。
It is where the angels stepped over the line in terms of their interaction with humans.
这些天使他们见到世上的女子，他们就行。
And they did it in a very perverse infraction.
他们行不正当的罪行。
But when we look first at the text itself, it says they did not stay with their own position of authority.
这些是经节里面讲到说这些天使不守本位。
In other words, they did not keep within the realms, they abandoned their proper dwelling, they crossed the line.
他们超越神给他们的范围和境界。
What was the sin?
什么是他这些犯了什么罪呢？
The sin was pride and arrogance.
他的罪就是骄傲自大。
It was pride and arrogance for them to step over that line and to do exactly what God did not want them to do.
这就是对于神而言，他们不愿意守在神给他们的界限而超过这个界限。
So you wonder why?
所以我们想说，为什么会受到审判呢？
Why do you have this example as far as the fallen angels?
为什么要讲到这个对于堕落天使的审判？
And then you also have the example ofSodom and Gomorrah, this is the very extreme cities, right?
这个索多玛和摩拉是一个很极端的城市。
This is where evil was fostered and, in some sense entertained, and so there was a lot of ungodliness in these cities.
在索多玛和摩拉这个城邑，他们是随着逆性的情欲是相当糟糕的。
The point is that both of these are extreme cases, but both deserve.Severe punishment.
这两个例子在天使和索多玛和摩拉都是极端的一个罪行，他们也理应得到这些惩罚。
The first one has a future punishment, that is the fallen angels, they are kept in eternal chains, while the second receive their punishment immediately.
但是不同的是，第一个天使是主用锁链把他们拘留在黑暗里，他们在等候将来的审判。索多玛和摩拉是现在马上受到审判。
Sorry, if there was any doubt that God deals with the ungodly with angelic beings, then consider what happened in Sodom and Gomorrah.
如果说知道说神立即的审判，我们看索多玛和摩拉就知道了。
God inflamed two unrepentant cities, wicked cities, with sulfur.
神用硫磺烧灭这两个不愿意悔改的城市。
And to this day, if you go exactly where Sodom and Gomorrah were located, it remains a desolate.Wasteland.
即使到今天，我们看到索多玛和摩拉这个地区仍然保持荒凉的景况。
So still to this day, Sodom and Gomorrah serves as a powerful example of how God deals with the ungodly.
即使到今天，也成为我们一个提醒，就是这神怎么样对付这些不敬虔的。
So if you ever wonder how God deals with the ungodly, it's right here in Scripture.
如果说我们来有对这个有问题的话，我们看到这个章节，我们就知道神怎么样对付不敬虔的人。
There are sometimes when we hear about things that happen in our world, sometimes we wonder, would God ever even notice?
我们看到世界上的罪，我们会想到说神会不会没有看见呢？
And will these people get away with what they do?
神，这些人是不是他们能够就是逍遥法外呢？
Well, here in Scripture, it is telling us nobody's going to get away from anything from God.
在经文里面，他说神是看透万事的，没有人能够逍遥法外。
God will bring about His justice.
神最终会把他的公义彰显出来。
God will deal with the ungodly.
神会对付这些不属神的人。
There's a part of us that we should be relieved.
这个部分我们必须要真的是很放心。
Because it's not for us to take vengeance. It is God who will take vengeance. It's God who will judge justly.
因为我们知道说我们不用靠自己的能力来报复，神会报应。
The other thing it makes us think twice about any sin being allowed to fester into our lives.
另外我们也想到我们自己生命里面根深蒂固的罪。
Jude's purpose for showing all these examples that we could trust God and trust in His protection upon the church, we could trust Him.
犹大书讲到说我们这边能够相信神的保护，我们也能够相信他保护我们的教会。
Jude is encouraging us to trust Him, trust to protect the church, trust Him to protect our lives.
我们要相信神能够保护我们的教会，保守我们的生命。
We could trust in God's protection because of His character. We could trust God for who He is, and we could trust Him even much more so with different details of our lives.
我们要相信神，因为他的属性，我们也相信我们生命中大小事情，神都看顾。
Let me give you a couple applications here.
我们看看一些应用。
Trust God in how He triumphs.
相信神的胜利。
The best predictor is based upon past action.
过去的记录就是未来最好的预测。
If God can handle two ungodly cities filled with evil behavior, do you think God can handle any ungodly behavior in the local church?
神如果说在经文里面他对付这些不敬虔和放肆的这两个城市，你相信神他也会对付一些我们现今的不敬虔和放肆的人吗？
Brothers and sisters, we can trust God for His protection upon this church.
我们要相信神能够来保守我们的教会。
We could trust Him for the purging and the purity of the church.
我们相信神会洁净他的教会。
Remember, Christ is here to sanctify the church through His word.
神耶稣来到我们世上，他是用他的话语来洁净我们的教会。
And there will be one day that Christ will present the church in all its glory and all its splendor.
有一天，基督会以无瑕疵的教会呈现给神。
And it's all because of Christ and all glory to Christ.
这不是因为我们自己，而是因为耶稣基督的功。
Let us trust God and how He's going to cleanse and how He's going to present the church in purity.
让我们来相信神，相信神会洁净教会，相信神最后会把我们无瑕疵的呈现给神。
The second thing for us is don't trample the truth.
第二个应用是不要践踏真理。
Remember the Israelites were given an immense privilege.To be led out of bondage, like so many of you, and all the way to the point where they experience the power of God, the provisions of God, the glory of God.
你看到以色列民，他们是经历过这么多，亲眼经历过神的这么多大能，他的供应，他的荣耀。
They saw firsthand how God was able to provide for them, how God was able to deliver them.
他们第一手资料，他们第一亲眼看见神怎么样来解救他们。
However, their response, their faith in God was superficial and very shallow.
但是他们的信仰是相当浅的。
Instead of embracing the promises of God, they trampled on it.
他们不但没有紧抓住神的应许，他们践踏。
In other words, they pushed the promises of God away.
他们把神的应许推开了。
Instead of enjoying God's provision, they criticize it.
他们不但没有享受神的供应，他们批评。
They didn't fully appreciate the goodness that comes along with the promises of God.
他们没有因着神的应许和美善而感恩。
Let me give you a story I think all of you guys could kind of relate to.
让我告诉大家一个故事，我们或许可以联想。
If you have kids, you could especially relate to this.
如果尤其是你有孩子的话，你特别可以感同身受。
Maybe some of you work hard in the kitchen and you prepare a meal for your kids.
我们在厨房里面忙东忙西，最后终于煮了一餐给孩子们。
It's taking you an hour to prepare this, to bake this, and you put it on the table.
花了一个小时的时间，你终于煮好这个餐点，放在桌子上。
And your kids, you call your kids for dinner, and they come to the table.
你叫他们说晚餐好了，来吃饭吧。他们来到桌子前面之后呢
？You give thanks to the Lord, and you thank Him for His provision, His goodness in the meal.
我们做祷告，饭前祷告之后。
And the first thing your kid says after the prayer is like, I don't like this.
在祷告完之后，孩子讲出的第一句话就说我不喜欢吃这个。
They're not even willing to eat it.
他们甚至不愿意吃这些东西。
They don't like what you just prepared.
他们不喜欢我们准备的晚餐。
You know what? Sometimes we are like our kids.
有些时候我们就像我们的孩子，不是吗？
When it comes to the promises and provisions of God,
我们讲到神的供应的时候，有些时候我们就像这样子，是吗？
Sometimes God is providing for us.
也就是神他供应了我们。
And sometimes we're just stubbornly refusing God's provision for us.
但是我们拒绝接受。
In other words, we think we know better.
也就是说，我们认为我们知道我们自己想要的什么。
But we don't.
但是不是。
Be very careful of trampling the truth.
我们千万要记得不要践踏真理。
Maybe we need to ask ourselves, do we embrace the promises of God?
我们是不是有紧抓住神的应许？
Do we rejoice in God's provision, however small or however big?
我们就在神的供应里面而喜乐，不管是大小的事情。
How are you in response to God's promise and God's provision in your life?
我们怎么样来回应神他在我们生命中大小的供应呢？
Thirdly, don't trivialize the gospel truth.
第三个应用，不要轻看了福音的真理。
The life-changing message is the good news.
改变生命的信息就是福音。
The gospel message we need to be clear about.
我们必须要清楚明白这个福音的本质。
The gospel message starts with the one and true living God.
福音是从一位永活真神开始。
God is holy and man is sinful and a great gulf separates the two.
神是圣洁的，人是有罪的，中间是有个鸿沟的。
The more the sinner trembles before a holy God, the more conviction, the more healthier the reverence.
罪人在神面前越多的战惊，就越多的悔改和敬畏。
And the greater understanding of hell and judgment, the less likely it is to be generate a false response.
我们越对地狱的教导和审判来战惊的时候，我们就越少会有错误的教导。
In the book of Corinthians, Paul preached Christ crucified.
在哥林多书里面保罗讲到说基督的牺牲。
Christ is the way and the truth and life, and no one comes to the Father but through him.
基督是道路真理生命，没有人借着他没有人不借着他到父这边去的。
Can I ask you, do you realize that you are a sinner before a holy God?
我们是不是知道我们自己在神面前是罪人？
If you don't understand the problem, you'll not understand the solution that comes in Christ Jesus.
如果我们不知道自己的问题，我们永远没有办法紧抓住神的应许。
Let me just say this. My kids were very young when they accepted Christ as their Savior.
我的孩子在接受主的时候，他们是很年轻的。
I knew it was a very genuine conversion.
我知道那是一个很真诚的一个悔改。
Especially when it comes to my kids, because they understood that they had sinned.
对我的孩子来讲，他们知道他们已经犯罪了。
And their sin wasn't against me, their sin was before God.
他们知道他们犯罪不是得罪我，而是得罪神。
And once they understood that they sinned before God, they were crying out for help.
当他们知道他们得罪神的时候，他们就求神帮助他们。
They couldn't help themselves, I couldn't help them.
他们没有办法自救，我也没有办法帮他们。
But only God could help them through the cross.
只有神透过十字架能够来帮他们。
Because Christ died on the cross for our sins.
因为神在十字架上为我们的罪而死。
Have you come to the understanding about the significance of Jesus' death and resurrection?
我们有没有了解，打从心里了解耶稣基督在十字架上的死和复活对我们来讲重大的意义？
In the book of Corinthians, Paul says this, Now I make known the gospel that I preach to you,in which you receive, in which you stand, and by which you are saved, if you hold fast the word that I preach to you, unless you believe in vain. For I delivered you of first importance that what I also receive. Christ died for our sins according to Scriptures. He was buried. He was raised on the third day according to Scriptures. He appeared to Peter, then to the 12, and after that he appeared to more than 500 brothers at one time.
弟兄们，我如今把先前所传给你们的福音告诉你们，知道这福音你们也领受了，又靠着站立得住，并且你们若不是突然相信，能以持守我所传给你们的，就必因这福音得救。我当日所领受又传给你们的，第一就是基督照圣经所说为我们的罪死了，并且埋葬了，又照圣经所说第三天复活了，并且显给基法看，然后显给十二使徒看，后来一时显给500多弟兄看。
Brothers and sisters, this is the gospel that we stand on. This is the gospel that we are saved on.
弟兄姐妹，这就是我们得救的根基，我们站立的根基。
And we will forever hold it dear to our hearts.
我们永远要紧抓住这个真理。
For some of you here, maybe this will be the day that you will hold the cross. Hold what Christ has done for you, that he died on the cross for you, that you would hold it very dear to your heart.
对我们当中人，有些人是紧抓住这个神的真理，神的牺牲，我们把这个十字架的道理。
Maybe today's the day that you realize that you're a sinner before God, that only Christ can save you from your sins.
或许今天是你第一次了解说，我们的罪孽极其深重，只有神能够救我们。
Believe in Christ, believe in his finished work that he died on the cross for your sins.
相信基督，相信他在十字架上为我们所完成的工。
Believe today, and you will understand God's power, God's protection, and God's plan for you.
相信神，神的大能，神对你的计划，在你生命中的彰显。
Let's pray.
一起来祷告。
Father God, we thank you, Lord, for your promises.
今天我们感谢你啊，感谢你的应许。
All the promises are, you are faithful and true to all your promises.
神，你对于你的应许，你绝不落空啊，你必会啊，必会成就。
And especially the promise that you have for us in eternal life in Christ Jesus.
尤其是在啊，你永生的应许上是绝对不会落空的。
Father, we're forever grateful that you sent your Son Jesus Christ to die on the cross for our sins.
我们感谢主，你是你的独生爱子，在十字架上为我们牺牲。
And Father, we hope that we will never take for granted your promises in Christ Jesus.
求主让我们不要把这个当为理所当然。
Father, continue to help us to hold it dear to our hearts.
求主让我们紧抓住这个，让我们放在我们的心中这样子的一个真理。
Continue to acknowledge that you have a plan for us and that you provide for us.
我们知道你对我们每个人的生命有计划，你也保护我们。
And however you provide, whether we think it's little or whether we think it's abundance, Father, it's to you that we give thanks and praise.
主，你的供应不管是大是小，我们都为你向这个为此向你献上感谢。
And even moreover, we thank you, Lord, for protecting our lives.
我们也感谢主保守我们的生命。
Because nothing can separate us from the love of Christ.
因为没有任何事情能够让我们与主耶稣基督的爱隔绝。
Father, we're grateful that you will protect this church.
主，我们感谢你，你保守我们的教会。
That you would bring about your work, you would bring about your glory.
你会把你的荣耀重新恢复在这个教会里面。
And even if it includes purging and purifying.
甚至用你的话语来洁净这个教会。
Have your way with us and have your way with this church.
求主的意来实行，来成就。
To you be the glory.
把所有的荣耀颂赞都归给你。
We pray this in Christ's name.
耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.